you know, I might be a little bit biased, but also I do see the industry. And so I really do know and that we offer a great product and great service. And he can do anything. Literally, the word no motivates him to be able to find the solution.
Welcome to Real Estate Success Partner. We're your hosts, Devin Dubuque,
David Wynn,
and we're here to talk about how to have great success in any market. And today we're definitely here to talk about success because Dave's got somebody pretty amazing today. Dave, who'd you bring for us?
I brought Jennifer Rosenbach from Amarillo, Texas. Welcome, Jennifer.
Let's go.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Oh, thanks for joining us. You know, we know you're super busy, so fitting us in, we are honored to have you here on the show today.
Yes, thank you so much. I'm happy to be here.
Absolutely. So, you know, we know who you are, and some of your audience knows who you are, but the rest of the world, we want to get to know you too. So are you originally from Amarillo, Texas?
Not originally, but I got here as fast as I could. Born in Virginia and moved here when I was 9, so pretty much raised in Amarillo, Texas, and made myself familiar with the area. And so now I'm here and selling real estate.
Very cool.
Let's talk about that. Small town, big numbers. Yeah, so, you know, right. Is it, I mean, Amarillo, I think of as, I guess,
tumbleweeds. Desert sand, right?
Big thing right now is oil, right? Oil
yeah.
and gas.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Lots of cattle, lots of oil and gas. The interesting thing about our area is the city itself is upwards of 200,000, but the entire panhandle brings us almost 500,000 people.
Wow.
yeah. So, and I sell Amarillo and the surrounding areas. So, that's, you know, top of Texas to maybe Plainview. That's kind of where my area stops. So
let's talk about that. What's that radius? Like 50, 100 miles?
Oh goodness. I've not done that math. But no, I mean, I feel like I do it whenever I drive it. Yeah. Sometimes when I'm going from one town to the other and back, you know, it's like 3 to 4 hours of driving, but yeah, well, I'll do it.
There's Google Maps when we need
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Right?
I don't think people realize how big Texas is. When you say the panhandle, it could literally be 150, 200 miles.
I know. It's amazing. Drive from one end of the state to the other and takes 12 hours and you're still in the same state. It's mind-blowing.
Yeah. You know, you said something real quick and I just want to make sure I heard this right. So from Virginia to Amarillo at 9, you started as real estate at 9?
Oh, no. So, yeah. Well, my military family, my dad was in the Navy. So we were there and Navy brats there in Virginia. So he retired there and moved here for Pantex. They're a pretty big company here. They do nuclear weapons disassembly. And
wow.
And so we've been here ever since.
Top secret stuff, right?
Yes, very top secret. I never really knew what he did, and I still don't know. So
he's really in the CIA. So you just have no clue.
If his daughter doesn't know, then yeah, he did something right. So
very cool. So moved there when you were 9, went to school there, and then got out of school and started real estate.
I got out of school. I decided for a minute I thought teaching was going to be a good idea. So started doing that. And then I realized I, wanted to be in real estate. So from there I switched over to start my real estate classes and I was working for my brokerage at the time. I was the receptionist and doing my real estate courses.
That's awesome. And you know, we see that often where, educators transition over to real estate. And, I think there's a lot of reasons behind that. You know, number one, unfortunately, I think educators are undercompensated, right? And I think that the financial aspect of it sometimes draws those individuals in. But I think a big part of it, Jennifer, and you can contest to this if I'm right, has to do with the teaching effect. And, you know, you're a teacher. You like to help people, you know, and educate them. And that's what real estate is for a lot of people, especially when you're working with first-time home buyers or people that are trying to get into investments.
Yeah, my ultimate goal for any client is to just educate them and help them come up with a decision on what is going to be best for them.
Yeah.
And so I'm here to help for any of those questions that they have and whether or not they want to use me. whatever. I'm glad I helped them, gave them that little tidbit that they needed. But also I love when people use me. So,
and we do too. We do too. So, yes. We touched a little on Amarillo, but let's talk about that. You know, again, what does that market look like? You know, what kind of homeowners does that bring? What kind of industry is out there? Dave mentioned old gas, you know, who are the consumers you're typically working with?
I mean, it's all sorts. I've never been really able to pinpoint like where the majority of them are because they all seem to work for different industries, yeah. Which is great because for as small as an area as we are, we have a pretty vast community that with a good job market.
Yeah.
So anywhere from Pantex for the school system, we've got some people moving here for the cheese factory, Cacique. They opened up about a year or two ago. Very cool. I've got some of those, my clients, retirees, and just lots of repeat, even from people that, you know, born and or being raised here, just naturally they've, you know, been friends of mine and, I've helped them with real estate. So
yeah, mm-hmm. Your sphere, they trust you, they know you, they love you, you know, and that's a great place to find business because at the end of the day, you're serving people that you already love. Right. And they know, love, yes, and trust you as well. That's yep. Amazing. So, okay. So Amarillo and a little bit of a melting pot of who you're working with. What's the city environment like, right? You know, I'm looking for real estate in Amarillo and I'm unfamiliar. Tell me a little bit about what Amarillo has to offer.
Well, we are very unique, and I know I keep saying that, but as small as we are, we pretty much have all the amenities of a bigger city, just not as many. I mean, we have our great grocery stores. We have some of the chain restaurants with I-40 coming east and west through Amarillo. There's a lot of businesses around there. Lots of restaurants, lots of gas stations. And we have some shopping and we have great communities. We have great neighborhoods and great school districts. So
That's fantastic. So let's talk a little bit about your business. So you've been in real estate for how many years now?
This will be my 15th year.
Whew. That's awesome.
Veteran.
Yep. Seasoned. I love that.
I've seen it all. Maybe I keep, you know, some situations keep arising and, you know, at least have been through a few, so I kind of know how to handle them. But
yeah, definitely. Well, 15 years in, you know, I'm about 21 years in. There's definitely been a lot of adversity in the marketplace, you know, in very specific years. You know, I think 2007 was an interesting year. 2009 was a very interesting period in real estate and mortgage. And then, of course, who doesn't remember the, you know, COVID, you know, madness, right? You know, where rates were in the twos and threes, and everybody, you know, that.
Yeah.
Everybody wanted to buy or sell a house, right?
It was interesting too. I remember I had a few listings and a couple of buyers, and I think like right when COVID started making its grand entrance, I had some people that said, "Hey, sorry, my husband just lost his job." I think all of the showings that I had on my listings, they canceled. And so for about 2 weeks, I think it was just like touch and go. We didn't know what was going to happen.
That's right.
I think even someone was like, I actually went to go show a house and they were like, is this house going to sell? And based off of what I had experienced in the last week, I was like, I think it's going to sit. And then who know? I mean, nobody knew that was just going to slingshot us into a crazy, crazy market. So. Well, and
slingshot it was, you know, we were rocket propelled into the atmosphere with, you know, with what happened with the rates and, you know, people purchasing and refinancing during that period of time. It was definitely that was an interesting time. But let's talk about this.
Yes.
It's not COVID anymore. The rates are not in the twos and threes. It's a much higher market. You're still producing and producing at a very high level. And at the end of the day, there's a lot of people out there that are not having the success that you have. Let's talk about that, right? What is it that you're doing, Jennifer, you know, to keep yourself active and busy when there's not as many buyers out there and sellers out there, right?
Well, I've always based my business on relationships, just the connection, finding the connection, and always just being the real estate resource. And they can ask me anything. I, you know, under the moon with real estate, and it's so there's so many there's so many things to ask for. So that's my ultimate goal, is just to be a real estate resource for anyone. And of course, offer my services. And so I think through that, and just keeping the connection and keeping in contact with my current clients, then I have a higher success rate of getting repeats and referrals from them. That's my goal. So,
yeah. So you're working with your sphere, the people that you've already done business with. And then what a lot of people don't realize is each person in your sphere has their own sphere. And you know, when you're communicating with them and letting them know that you care and the transaction didn't stop once the home was sold, right? You know, that gives you a lifetime of clientele that's going to come back to you because they know, love, and trust you, like we talked about before.
Yes. Yes. So, and then, you know, my husband, we have a construction business too, a general contracting business. And so just between the two of us, you know, he needs me for, you know, certain things and I need him for certain things. So we work well together and kind of share clients, between each other as well.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's great. So does he do, you know, full, you know, construction, new build homes, or, is he coming in after and doing remodels, and improvements?
He does it all. He does, new construction, residential remodels, commercial remodeling, new construction. So anything under the sun that needs a general contractor, he is there.
Let's get him a little plug in here. What's your husband's name? And if people want to find him, how do they find him?
His name is Klein Rosenbach, and we owned Rosenbach Contractors. And he can be reached either through me or through him. The best way is to call or text him, and his number is 806-584-4994. We have a great team, with us, and he's very talented. You know, I might be a little bit biased, but also I do see the industry. And so I really do know and that we offer a great product, and great service. And he can do anything. Literally, the word no motivates him to be able to find the solution.
Let's go. I love that. Well, let's talk about this real quick. So the folks in Amarillo, what would be maybe something that he worked on or built or remodeled that they'd be familiar with? Is there a specific, I know you said he does some stuff outside of the home. Is there a specific building or structure he's known for?
A lot of the structures we've done are in Woofland, and like it's a very established older neighborhood in Amarillo. It's kind of center, a lot of beautiful homes there. And then some tear downs, new construction there out in Lake Tanglewood, tear downs, major remodels out there. We've got a few in Colonies right now. So we also have a lot in the Colonies that, we would love to build on. And, we've got some projects coming up in the Trails. So,
hey Jennifer, so we're seeing, because the interest rates, the way they are, people are not upgrading, you know, they're keeping their low interest rates and going out and adding an extra room or extending the patio or doing what they would normally do to buy that house. Has he seen an influx in that? 'Cause we've seen it across the country.
Actually, we're seeing that a little bit more, just kind of the, hey, we're not going to move. We're just going to see how much it's going to be to add on or remodel or, you know, so, you know, it works both ways with us.
Right.
Absolutely. And what was the community you said the was it Woofland?
Yes. Woofland.
Woofland.
It's beautiful. It's one of the most prestigious areas here. And it's older homes, with character and just beautiful trees. It's bricked streets. It's a very nice area.
Well, what I was going to say is if the Woofland crowd is singing in praises and bringing them back over and over again for that amazing ability, guys and gals, I think you got a winner on your hand. You know, if you're looking for a contractor or new construction build and you want the right company, reach out to the Rosenbaums because they're doing some Rosenbaum. I want to make sure I said that right.
Rosenbaum. Yes.
Yeah. Rosenbaum. Because they're doing some great stuff out there in that Panhandle, Amarillo, and surrounding areas.
You know, yes.
Good stuff. Yes. That's awesome. I love that. And, you know, that's what I, you know, I love about, you know, a lot of the top tier agents that we talk to. It doesn't just stop with, you know, the real estate side. You've got your hand in some investment projects a lot of the times and construction projects. And that's important when you're looking for a great realtor, because you understand more sides of the business than some of the other realtors that are just focused on, you know, the single family residences, you know, out there. So, that brings an added value. And I think when consumers are looking to align themselves with the right person, you got to take that kind of stuff into consideration, because when you reach out to Jennifer, her experience is not just in the real estate side from, you know, selling a property, but it expands beyond that, right? It expands out to, you know, having the right resources to help you do the remodel on the property. But more importantly, hey, you want to dabble into getting into investment properties and how to create a financial successes from that. You can help them with that stuff too.
Yep. All things real estate, commercial, residential, investment. I love it all. So, and then I will add too, just with the background that my husband has, it has given me an eye of what to look for buyers and sellers. You know, if I'm about to list a property, kind of an overall view of what needs to be done and what can be done to help get that project done so we can get it on the market. And with buyers, when we're walking through, you know, it's very common to have cracks in our houses over here just because of their expansive soils.
Clay soil.
And so I can just kind of look and say that doesn't look like it's in anything, or hey, that looks like it's structural. Let's see about, you know, getting someone out here to give us further evaluation.
Well, and that's huge, huge, guys and gals, because again, you know, she's going to help get your property ready for market so that you're going to appeal to the masses and you're not going to have problems once that contract's written. You know, if there's structural things that need to be taken care of ahead of time. And last time I looked again with that family business, if you need some help getting those repairs done, she might know a guy, right?
Also, I mean, like on the listing side, it's been great. I mean, one of my past clients, she was a single lady, and she's like, I don't know how I would have been able to get that done, because we had to do some work on in the attic, just reinforcing some 2x4s, and it was a simple fix. But for a single woman who doesn't really know how to do that, she's like, you got in there, you know what to do, and you have all the contacts. She's like, that's the reason why I used you.
Well, what I'm seeing here, I've got a picture in my mind. You know, we all love the fix and flip shows. You know, those have become so popular. And you know, I vision you walking through this property with your clients and your husband standing next to you going, okay, yeah, we can just take this out. We can fix this right here. We got you guys covered. We're going to have
you on that wall. It's fine.
We'll bring your, we'll bring your market value up an extra $10,000, you know, and that's it, man. That's what people want. You know, they want to have that experience, you know, you know, they feel like, man, all my different situations are protected here, right? Jennifer and her team are looking out for me and making sure that I'm going to get top dollar for my property, and we're not going to have problems with the contracts written. So I love it. I love it. Yeah, that's awesome. So Dave, we always like to hit some cool questions on the show. Why don't we hit Jennifer with one of your questions, brother?
Yeah. So 15 years in the business, in real estate, what's that one transaction that means the most to you that you hold special, why you do this business, Jennifer?
And we always say just one, right? Think back about, you know, throughout your career, when you got to that point, you said, this is why I want to do this forever. This is why this is the industry I want to be in. What was that moment?
Goodness. I'm going to have to think of like where I had to, it had to come in and kind of save the day. There was one that I had, the house was kind of in disrepair and in a terrible location. So it had two double whammies, or double whammies on it. And it was, I'm like, I don't know how, and the color was not favorable either. So it didn't look
great. It was god awful, folks.
So, being the spot at where it was at the time, it was actually across the street from an old fire department that was still in use. And I'm like, this house is too big.
Lipstick on a pig here, right?
There wouldn't even been putting lipstick on that. It was just in a terrible spot. So I was like, you know what? The city needs to buy this. Mm. They need to buy this. Especially if they're, cause I had heard that they needed to, they were talking about expanding that fire station because of how small it was and how much growth we've had. So they needed to have a bigger spot. So I called down to the city and figured out, and I said, hey, I have the perfect house. You guys need to buy this. It's across the street from your fire department. Well, lo and behold, they offered what we needed for my seller to get out of it. And, great. It's torn down and there's a new fire station there. So.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, and look, you know, there's not a lot of people that would think that far outside of the box.
I was going to say, I'm not sure any rules were going, let me call the city to buy the house.
Hey, we got a perfect property for you.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And it is though, because again, what most people would have done is either not accepted the listing, right? I can't get this thing sold. Or they would have taken the listing and would have sat on the market for 2 years. Nobody would have ever bought the thing. And, you know, it would have just, you know, eventually been pulled off the market and the seller frustrated.
Yeah. So. I'm like, there are sometimes we do have to think, okay, how in the world am I going to get this done?
Yeah.
And I'm going to pull all my resources and figure it out. So
that's right. That's right. I love that. No, that's a success story, you know, and I assure you, you know, the client that stands behind that was like, wow.
Yeah.
Jennifer's a wizard. Yeah.
And she wasn't in, she had moved out of state, everything. She wasn't even here for the closing. So.
Bye. Yes. Tear it down. I don't care. I'm gone. I love it.
Yes.
I love it.
Yep.
So cool. So, you know, this is going to be a fun one too, because, you know, with some of these cool stories you have there, what would you say, you know, when it comes down to it and when clients seek after you, that real estate superpower would be, right? If you were a real estate superhero, which you are, what's your superpower?
I think just to connect and be a problem solver, and kind of figure out like what their needs are and make the connections so it can happen.
Yeah.
Because every situation is different. And so I need to dig deep, ask the right questions to figure out how to make the deal happen.
Yeah. The puzzler, right? You know, you're basically, you're the puzzler. You're taking all these broken pieces, like in the story you just told, right? And you're going, okay, there's gotta be a way to make this thing fit together. How am I going to do it? Right. Mm-hmm. And so you're taking all these little broken memories and comments and things that they're saying, and you're piecing it together. And you're making that happen. And again, we go back to what we just said. Nobody else probably would have sold that last house, right? But the puzzler, you know, Jennifer Rosenbach, definitely you figured it out.
Yes.
And that's huge, right? That's 100% a superpower, because, you know, again, a lot of people go back and they think, man, it's just so simple. We pick a house and we put in an offer and we buy a house. Now, that's not at all how it works. You know, that's not how it works.
If you think that's the way, I'm okay with that, because then they know, like, oh, it was smooth, and they have no idea that there were fires behind the scenes that needed to be put out. And, you know, the less they know to make sure their stress level is a-okay, because they have enough to worry about. That's my job is to handle it for them. So
I love that you said that, because we've talked about that on other episodes, and that's the job of the agents and the lenders, right? The job of the agents and the lenders is to take this very complicated project, right? That is absolutely, if the consumer really knew, if they really knew, right, what's going on behind closed doors, and taking that 1,000-piece puzzle and then condensing that to the consumer to where them it's a 9-piece jobs puzzle, right?
Yes.
In the background, you know, you're doing all the different things to connect the corners and the centerpieces, and your lenders over here doing their part to connect it all together. So at the end of the day, you've got this giant puzzle that had all these complicated pieces. And when you're doing it right, just like you said, that consumer on the other end of the transaction, they thought, man, that was so easy. That was just easy. So you're right. If you're doing it right, which you 100% are, right? It seems quick simple and easy. And that's because you're a great agent. And that's why we brought you on the show, Jennifer. That's exactly why we've got you here today.
Well, thank you.
Yes. No, thank you. You know, I'm honored to have the opportunity to sit in front of somebody, you know, that truly is an expert in the industry and cares and is passionate about your customers the way that you are. You know, like I said, there's no puzzle that will go unsolved with this one in the room. Right, Dave?
Yeah, let's talk about that, Jennifer. We know how busy you are, but what's that look like? Is it just you? Do you have a team?
Yeah.
I'm a solo agent. Yeah, I do the paperwork. I'm there for showings. I'm there for the listings, for the closings, for everything. And I have a wonderful brokerage that if they fill in the gaps when I'm needed or if I'm, you know, sick or out of town, they fill in the gaps with no questions asked. And same for, you know, for them, if they need something for them to go sit in on a closing or open a house or something, we kind of scratch each other's back to make sure, you know, the client is taken care of.
Well, I got to ask you, how'd you get out of bed today? Was it backflips or somersaults? Because that's amazing. I've seen your production. And at the end of the day, to get that kind of a production accomplished as a solo agent, nothing short of a miracle. Did you fly in on the invisible jet? Is that how you get around?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yep.
Wonder Woman here, brother.
Well, she has to. We haven't even got to our family life yet. We're talking about that now. Let's talk about that family life. Talk about those kids and the husband and everything else. Because I'm amazed. There's only 24 hours in a day. And somehow you have extended that.
Well, married my husband, like I said, construction company. So he helps me too. Sometimes if I need signs put out or a lockbox put on or something, I'm like, hey, can you please go do that? We got our team over there to help with that. You know, and then vice versa, we just help each other. I have two little girls, or we have two little girls. My oldest, her name is Kaya. She just turned 7 and she's first grade and loving school. She's smart and bubbly and just wants to have all sorts of friends. And she's very much of the social butterfly. And then I have a 2.5-year-old. Her name is Aubrey, and she is just as sassy and mean as they come, but hilarious. And we love them. I mean, they're a joy to have.
I love that you mentioned that, because I've got one of my girls right here.
Yes, I'm
a girl mom and a boy mom. This is Teodora.
Okay.
Out of here. Say hi, Teodora.
I'm playing with my brother.
All right. Well, go back and play with your brother. I love you, baby. Sorry. I had to take your cue. You're talking about these amazing
girls. Oh, that's okay. My daughter's in the other room. My niece is watching her right now. And I
thought I heard her earlier. I was like, I think there's a baby in there, younger one in the background.
I was like, oh, no.
No, I've got a 2-year-old as well, and so we have some of those same moments at our house too.
Yeah.
Two amazing girls, and you're married. Mm-hmm. You guys are both running successful businesses. Man, that's amazing! Yes. Like, amazing, absolutely amazing. I love that.
And we have an amazing support system. All of our grandparents live here, and they're all very involved. I don't know how we would do it without them. That's the key.
There's your secret. They are
support.
There's your secret.
Yes. We always talk about it, my husband and I, and how grateful we are in the support that we have, because just with our job, sometimes it's a little slow. Sometimes it's just like, you know, hectic, and our grandparents are wonderful and watch the girls at the drop of a hat, and it helps out immensely.
Well, your grandparents are going to watch this show. So what would you say to them, right? What do you want them to know about everything they do for you and your family?
Well, I'll try not to cry, because I do know how lucky I am that I have that. And I don't want to take advantage of that. But I am truly thankful. They help with my in-laws. They help.
Talk to them directly. I want them to hear it.
Okay. Well, all of you guys, all 6 of you guys, there's a lot of them. I am truly grateful from the bottom of my heart. And I know my husband is too, for the support that you give us when we need it for work, or just a little getaway so we can have some time to breathe. They come in, the girls love them, all of them dearly. And the time and effort they put into them is, you know, it helps out so much, and the girls they have all have a great relationship with them. So
that's awesome. That's awesome. And what about your girls? If you wanted to say something to your girls, what would you say to them?
Oh goodness. It's almost hard to form the words, because it's one thing I've always imagined doing is becoming a mom. I love kids, hence why I wanted to teach, but also wanted to make sure I still liked them. And that's the reason why I got out. And it really wasn't that. It was, you know, with teaching, it was like just the whole aspect of it, how they aren't supported. So, but that's a different deal. But the girls, they're amazing. I love them so much. They're my best friends, and I want to take them everywhere. I want to do everything with them. And they're just like our little sidekick. So
you got a special mom there, girls. You got a special mom there. Yeah. She loves you.
It's a cruel world that we have to raise them and put all our heart and soul and tears in them. And then they just leave.
And they certainly do.
That's funny.
So.
Well, and how about your husband? Yeah, I know we're getting the whole family in here, but he does a lot for you too, right? You know, if he was here, you know, what would you say to him?
I mean, yes, with all the support, I mean, whenever you have a cheerleader in your corner that truly pushes you to be the best you can be and offers the support and suggestions on what I should do and things I should change, and is always there to help me. Even though sometimes it's hard for me to ask, he's like, what do you need? How can I help? And when you have a good cheerleader in your corner, you're bound to be successful. So that's couldn't thank him enough. And I love him so much. So
that's awesome. You know, it is all about the support system in the family. You know, one thing you don't know about us, but our number one core value here at our office is family. And it literally is number one for us. And it's family for a few different reasons. It's family for the families that we serve, right? Mm-hmm. The people out there, we want to help them, you know, have that smooth transaction. We also want to help them build generational wealth. And we know you can do that with real estate. And that's really important to us. You know, the other thing with family is the people we work with. You know, the people that we work with at our office, we're a team, and we work together as a family. You know, we cry for each other, we hug each other, we love each other. It's a family environment. And I think that's important, because you got to love what you do and you got to love who you're doing it with, you know. But the third one for us, and truly the most important, it's not the least important, just the third one is, because I always like to talk about it last, is our personal families, right? The ones that, you know, we've got at home, the people we're helping mold and become the most successful version of themselves, have a good work-life balance with our families. Those things are super important. And you definitely have that, Jennifer. I can feel the love that you have for all six of the relatives, your two girls and your husband, you know. And at the end of the day, there's no doubt that that's a big secret to your success is, you know, having that support system behind you that gives you the ability to do all these amazing things.
Yes. Yep. It is. And, you know, the other thing is we involve the girls in our business. You know, Kaya will come with me on showing sometimes and she'll go to work with dad. And so we just say, come on, you want to come? I'm going to go show a house today after school. You want to come with me and let's get some Cheetos and let's go. So,
or your cell phone and talk to your brother while he's not here in the back room where he's shooting a podcast, right? You never know how that's going to work out.
But
I love it. Well, Jennifer, we'd love to keep you here all day, but we know you got a lot of important things to be out there doing. Is there anything you didn't tackle today that we should have?
No, I'm just excited for the 2024 year. You know, it's great. It's a great buyer's market, actually, even though rates are high. But you know what? If you want to negotiate a little bit and kind of get what you need, this is the market to do it in. And you have a lot more homes available that you can purchase or go look at and not have to make rash decisions. So this is a perfect market for buyers, even though interest rates are a little bit high. So
you heard it right here from Jennifer first, right? It is a perfect market. And, you know, guys, that's important to hear from both sides of the table. You hear us talk about it on the lending side all the time. It's not a market push to get more people to do business. It's just a fact, right? When COVID was here and rates were great, we literally had borrowers that were stacking up to buy houses, a lot of times sight unseen. And a lot of people picked up a home they don't love, you know? So they got a great rate, but they didn't get a great purchase price. They ended up paying more on that house. And at the end of the day, now they're in a little bit of mortgage purgatory, right? Because they got a great rate and they don't love the home. Buyers that purchase right now get the flexibility of having a little bit more inventory to look at. They actually could potentially have some flexibility in negotiation. They don't always have to pay full price. Sorry, sellers. No. It's just the fact right now, right? And at the end of the day, they get to buy the house at the right price, find the home that they actually love. And guess what, buyers? Here at the end of the year, rates are going to come back down. And if you buy early, you can turn around and refinance, and you got the best purchase price and you got the best interest rate, where the person that waits to buy is going to get a great interest rate. They're going to pay more money and maybe end up with the wrong house.
Correct.
Yep. That's it. There it is. There it is. Well, I love it, Jennifer. And I love that you hit on that topic, because I think it is a hot topic in this industry. There's a lot of people that go, when's the right time to buy? And one thing that we know is there's a lot of unqualified people that are answering that question right now. Right. Mm-hmm. And that's unfortunate, because, you know, we jump on social a lot and we listen to unqualified people all the time. Last time I looked, when you're going to make an important buying decision in any industry, it doesn't matter if it's your mortgage, your car, whatever the case may be, you need to be listening to people that understand, that are qualified to answer those questions, right? And Jennifer, 15 years experience in the industry, you know what the markets have looked like throughout the years. We on the lending side, you know, 21 years for me personally, we have over 80 years of experience here at Click and Close Mortgage. And at the end of the day, you know, we're going to give you great advice. And if it's not the right time to buy for you, we're not going to encourage you to do that. We want people to buy that need a home and that at the end of the day want to get the best opportunity. Right now happens to be one of those great opportunities.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Jennifer, when the folks out there want to find you, we know how to find your husband, but when you wanna, which I know that's your business too, right? But at the end of the day, we want to talk real estate now. When they want your representation in that panhandle, you know, Amarillo surrounding areas community, how are they going to find you?
The best way is to call or text me, and that phone number is 806-206-7299. I am active on social media, Instagram and Facebook, Jennifer Rosenbach. I also have a TikTok. I'm starting to be more active on that, so you can find me there as well.
Let's go. Let's go, guys. And if you're watching this, you'll see that in the lower thirds. If you're checking this out on the podcast, read the description and we'll have all your contact information in there as well, because we know you want to find Jennifer. And if you need that additional work with the contracting, get your house mortgage purchase ready. Her and her husband are happy to help you. Or if you need some renovations, again, they're going to be available for you to take care of your needs. And thank you again for joining us on the show. David, anything you'd like to add before we wrap up today?
No. If you're looking for a house in Amarillo or the Panhandle, there's only one lady to call. That's Jennifer Rosenbach.
That's it. And guys, I'm going to tell you real quick too, if you need good financial representation on the mortgage side, this guy right here, he doesn't say it often, but David Wynn here with Click and Close Mortgage and the Garcia Wynn team, this guy's absolutely fantastic. So, you know, if you have buyer needs, Dave, how do they get in front of you?
Oh, you can contact our team at 214-794-9100. Again, 214-794-9100.
There it is, guys and gals. Dream team here, right? If you're looking for the representation on the real estate side, Jennifer's got you covered. But if you need great representation on getting your loan closed, Dave's going to make that happen for you as well. So, well, guys, we've really enjoyed having you here today. Jennifer, we were honored to have you on as a guest. This has been a great podcast. So we're going to go ahead and wrap it up.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, thank you. Thank you. I'm Devin Dubuque.
I'm David Wynn.
And we're your Real Estate Success Partners. If you want to check us out, go over to realestatesuccesspartner.com. Again, realestatesuccesspartner.com. Or you can find us on the Dubuque team on the web, on Facebook, IG, or YouTube. If you're checking this thing out on YouTube, we absolutely appreciate the comments and those reviews. And if you want to be a guest on the show, come check us out. We would love to have opportunities to potentially get out in your neck of the woods. So until the next time.
Bye, guys.
We'll see you then.